Let's go to the Maniac line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, this is John from Albuquerque, New Mexico, first-time caller.
Hey, John.
I travel fairly often between Albuquerque and Flagstaff, Arizona, and that's pretty much usually I take I-40. But it's been known that stretch of I-40 is probably the most dangerous in the whole U.S. A lot of times it's a road or roads are bad, and of course traffic and construction is real heavy, and there's a lot of trucks there. But my story is kind of it's a road rage, but it's beyond simple road rage. It goes into maniacs. I was really stuck in a kind of a traffic jam, of course, due to construction. They were working on the roads, and there was just cars lined up for miles. And for some, I don't know if it was just my unlucky day, but this guy was trying to go around everybody on the shoulder, and he was just whipping by everybody.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, for some odd reason, there's a little space between me and the truck in front of me, and he, for some odd reason, he decided to get back in the line right in front of me. And as soon as we started moving again, he just started just behaving erratically and kind of singling me out, you know, and it got to a point where
he's entitled to that spot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And not just that, for some reason, he had a vendetta against me. I don't know who he was. I never saw him before in my life, but he was literally threatening my life with his vehicle, and you know, throwing gestures, and got to a point where I thought he was about to hit me a couple times. And I finally decided I was thinking maybe I should just push him off the road, because I was driving a pretty big truck. And
how fast were you guys going at this point?
At this point, the normal speed, which was, you know, 75, but it would get to a point where I would pull up to his, you know, I'd come up behind him, and he would slow down to the point where I would try to get around him. And I don't know if you remember this old Steven Spielberg movie. I wish I could remember what the name of it was, but it was about a truck that that was terrorizing these people on the road.
Duel, wasn't it?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And it reminded me a lot of that movie. It was a great movie. I enjoyed that movie quite a bit, actually. But
so were you both road raging?
I was.
You were provoked by him, obviously.
I was provoked, and obviously very disturbed. But I was trying to keep my cool. You know, I didn't want to provoke him any further. But obviously, I was getting kind of angry and just, you know, thinking I should run him off the road.
You're in a big truck, right? A big semi?
No, actually, no. I was in just a large pickup truck.
Okay.
He was in a smaller Blazer. And finally, we got to Grants, and I pulled off the road on one of the exits in Grants, New Mexico, and he followed me, of course. And I actually I went into the parking lot of a Walmart, and I actually drove through the Walmart where you actually go by the front door, and I went through just fine, and he actually got stuck behind waiting for some pedestrians to cross, and that's the only way I was able to lose him, because I got out of that parking lot and went into a back neighborhood, and I just decided I would just, you know, stop and eat dinner in a, you know, sit-down restaurant, because I figured more than likely he would probably get back on the highway and, you know, try to keep an eye out for me.
Right.
So, you know, after that, I didn't see him ever again, because I stopped for a good hour in Grants, and it was just a freaky thing. You know, I didn't recognize the guy. I didn't know who he was, and just for some reason, he decided to.
You were in the wrong place at the wrong time, huh?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, you got to watch the road ragers.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Okay. And I'm seeing more and more of that, by the way. Maniac Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I had a story along with your diner story, and I have one other comment about the dining thing real quickly after this. But
sure.
I was meeting with, this is years ago, me and my boss had a high-level meeting with a executive of a corporate 500 company, fairly high up. And at dinner, you know, we were just eating, and the executive had suggested that I try the turtle soup where we were at, because it was very good, and it was a high-end restaurant. Well, on the way home from the meeting, my boss was very quiet, and I couldn't figure it out. And all of a sudden, I asked him what was wrong, and He just had a fit. I said, almost got fired over it about the fact that if an executive of a Fortune 500 company tells you to eat some turtle soup, my God, you better eat some turtle soup.
So you didn't eat it?
No, I just had, I had tried turtle soup when I was younger, and I just, you know, I actually got sick from it.
I don't blame you. I'm not going to eat turtle soup.
Well, the deal was worth many, many millions of dollars.
Ah, in that case, I hope you enjoy the shell.
Yeah, exactly. Hello?
Did you lose the account?
No, it wasn't. But just the fact that I would, you know, possibly lose it because of something like that, he was just really upset about.
You know, he should have made a joke about it or something and, you know, said, hey, when you were a little boy, yeah, I remember the story. You used to raise turtles or something. I could not eat turtles. I can't eat frog legs.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
Hey, real quickly on the thing about the, you said the guy at the diner had a fit. One thing that me and my wife do at diners is the idea behind Christianity, this grace, is basically that we're getting something that we don't deserve and actually that we don't deserve. So what we've done is to remind ourselves of that. When we're at a restaurant, we get bad service from somebody. We actually try to practice grace to them because, you know, what kind of day they've been having, whatever. And we'll actually give them a larger tip. So we have this ongoing joke that if we're getting really bad service, we'll say to each other, you know, if she keeps this up, she's going to get a huge tip.
Kill them with kindness, huh?
Exactly. So just a little thing for people out there to kind of remember that, you know, everybody has bad days and, you know, just keep that grace in mind. So
all right.
That's all I had.
Thanks.